90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. Streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Marvita Oliver. I hope everybody had a safe commute or is having a safe commute this morning. So far, so good. Today's guest is the CEO and President of Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City, Ms. Pat Turner. Ms. Turner is also an adjunct professor at Baker University, where she teaches management and leadership skills. Full disclosure, I'm an AmeriCorps employee at Habitat for Humanity. But the Habitat program is so strong and things are happening so much, we just had to have her in today. Welcome, Pat. Welcome to Cowtown's Conversations.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here today, Marvita.
Thank you. You know, I've talked with you a little bit, and I've learned that you are from South America, and that actually is where you got some of your first tastings of your leadership skills. And I was just wondering, can you tell us tell us a little bit about growing up in South America and how that may have impacted what you're doing right now?
Sure, happy to. So that was a very long time ago. I've actually been living in the Kansas City area for over 30 years. So growing up in a small country, Guyana, in South America, I was very blessed and fortunate to have grown up in an environment with very multicultural, and my parents were always very, very community-minded. If, you know, we hear the word activist a lot these days, and now that I'm older and a little bit wiser, I think, I look back at the things that my mom and dad did, and I thought, man, they were really pioneers, you know, leading the way. My mother was really engaging with the community. She actually, over 50 years ago, started a homeownership program. Mm-hmm. Lots of the people in our community were leasing their homes, and and it's kind of interesting because at Habitat for Humanity, we see this as part of our global program where residents lease the land, and so they can be evicted at any time at the will of the landlord. And so that's the same situation we had, and I was fortunate that we owned our own home, and so my mom and dad formed this little group over here. You would probably call it a CDC or a neighborhood association, but they banded together and said, we're going to work together to make sure that these homeowners are able to get the deed to the property so they can own it, and then they don't end up being homeless or evicted or things like that. So that was a long, long time ago, and I've come full circle to continue that journey in a totally different country, and it's really a little bit of divine intervention.
Yes, and I just think that it's so fitting that you are the CEO and president of Habitat with that type of a background in mind for yourself. You're also Habitat is one of Kansas City's most well-recognized and well-respected nonprofit organizations. Habitat for Kansas City, or Habitat KC, is the seventh oldest member of the Habitat International Organization, and we're also celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. Is there anything that we're looking forward to as far as the anniversary goes this year?
Sure. So we are really, really excited. You know, as you said, Habitat Kansas City is the seventh oldest Habitat affiliate in our footprint of over 1,400 Habitat affiliates. And we were actually formed in 1979, a couple of years after Habitat International, by the Pritchard family, John and Mary Pritchard, who had some really deep roots in Kansas City here. And so this year, 2019, we are celebrating our 40th anniversary. So we have a plethora of activities going on the entire year leading up to one of our main events in the fall.
Okay, well, we're going to be certainly looking forward to that. Anniversaries are always great. Yep. Times to celebrate. So if I can say just a little bit about Habitat International. In 1969, Millard Fuller, the founder of Habitat International, started the organization because he felt, like your parents, all of God's people should have at least a simple, decent place to live. And similarly, the Pritchards, John and Mary Pritchard, came in to Kansas City and started Habitat KC with a similar type of mission statement. The mission at Habitat KC is seeking to put God's love into action. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, community, and hope. When you, with that mission statement behind you, what is the vision that you have for Habitat as far as what are the things that you're looking forward to see happening or continue to happen?
Sure. So, as you said, you know, our mission statement is bringing people together to build homes, community, and hope. And we are really looking to build what we like to call a holistic communities, stabilizing communities. As you know, we've had many of us drive down in our neighborhoods and we see boarded up or abandoned homes, vacant homes, things like that. Habitat's goal is really to work in conjunction with the residents in the community and other stakeholders, the municipalities, legislators, to bring awareness to what is going on with housing and substandard housing. It's just, it breaks your heart to see people in this day and age living in a kind of housing that they're living in. And so our job really is to first bring awareness to what's happening in our community and two, to do something about it. And through our program, we are able to help many people in our communities either repair their homes or move into a newer rehabbed home.
You know, that's really great. I would like to say at this time, if anybody is interested in finding out about Habitat, for more information, you can go to habitatkc.org. The phone number is 816-924-1096. And the Habitat KC office is located at 1423 Linwood Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri, 64109, right where that old traffic light is at the Linwood and Paseo intersection. You mentioned that there are more than one program. I know a lot of people think Habitat is just an organization that builds homes. Can you tell us about some of the other programs that Habitat offers to the community?
Absolutely. So I was actually having a conversation the other day with someone, and I said, sort of like the old Oldsmobile commercial, you know, this is not your grandfather's Oldsmobile. Well, that's kind of where we are with Habitat. You know, 40 years into it, we've learned a few things. And one of the things that we've learned in the old model, we used to build a lot of new homes. Now you'll see us doing more than that. It's more of a, as I said earlier, a holistic revitalization of those communities, those blocks. So we will still continue to build new homes, absolutely. You'll see us doing more of those on those vacant lots along the blocks, typically lots where people will do dumping or squatting or things like that. We've done a major part of what we do right now is renovation. So some of the old boarded up homes or vacant homes, we will go in with our volunteers and we will gut those homes, some of them down to the stud, and renovate it and build a home that is almost like brand new. So we do renovated homes. We also do our home preservation program where we will go block by block and something that we're really famous for now these days is our Rock the Block program.
Yeah, Rock the Block.
Yeah, where we'll go down a block, we will identify 15, 20 homes that need repairs, landscape, cleanup, those types of things to really brighten that block. And then we also do some other scattered repair work. And along with that comes weatherization. So people who really need insulation, heating and cooling, those types of things will do it too. To make sure, again, the whole idea is so that they can have a decent house. Because you may own your home, but it's not decent and it's not affordable if your utility bill is, you know, out the roof, or if you can't step out on your front porch and not fall in. And then the other thing that we've added, which is very, very popular and it's really taking off, is our HOPE financial literacy program. So anybody in the community, this is not a service just for Habitat homeowners, but anybody in the community who wants to have the opportunity of homeownership and they feel like it's just beyond their reach, they can call the Habitat office and we will help them with credit repair, whatever it is, the obstacles that are prohibiting them from attaining homeownership. So we will do a lot of hand-holding to get them through to that place where they can qualify to buy their own home on the open market.
So that service is extended not only to the Habitat homeowners, but to anybody in the community?
That's correct. And we really want to get that word out. It's to anybody in the community.
And that's something that I think a lot of people are interested in when they hear that they can get their credit straightened out or at least be put on a path so that they might not, even though they might not get a Habitat home, but they may be pointed towards the direction of getting a low-interest mortgage on another home.
That's correct.
So I think this is something that I know you are happy for the community to know about.
Yes, and we've also seen people going through that program where they can now buy a car and they don't have to pay that 25% interest rate because their credit has been repaired and they've got a decent credit score. They can actually go out and buy a car or furniture, whatever it is, at a much lower interest rate. So their cost of financing has gone down because of all the credit restoration that we're able to help them to do.
And like you say, this is not your grandmother's Habitat.
Right.
When you're talking about building communities, building neighborhoods from the ground up, it's not just about building homes, but it's also providing economic empowerment.
Exactly.
And I think that's what Habitat has really bought into.
Right. And I'm glad to hear you say that, Marvita, because that is one of the things when we look at our program and we talk with residents in the community, you know, that is one of the things that keep them impoverished, is if they don't have the means or the resources to help them build their credit report, then they're continue to pay those high interest rates, then they can never, you know, have that disposable income to save towards something else. And so they're constantly being kept down.
Right, always in survivor mode. Well, Cowtown Conversation audience, you're listening to Pat Turner, CEO of Habitat for Humanity. Please feel free, all of you Habitat homeowners and others who volunteer for Habitat, to give us a call at 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-5534. You know, I'm glad that you broke down all the different programs in the Habitat portfolio. One thing, though, that Habitat's best known for is its homeownership program. People love Habitat. Everybody I talk to, the businesses, the volunteers, the homeowners, there's just so much love out there for Habitat. Can you tell us something more about the homes? These are well-built homes. What are some of the facts about the Habitat homes and home ownership?
Okay, Marvita, glad you asked that question because the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bust through a big myth because there's many people out there who believe that our homeowners get a freebie. They don't.
You mean they're not, it's not a free house?
Nope.
Okay. Well, it's kind of free though, right?
They actually work very, very hard for their homes. They have to invest 350 hours of sweat equity into the program. So they are, because we're teaching them the skills of what it is to, and what it means to own a home. So they have to go out on the job site and put in at least 100 hours building either their home or another Habitat homeowner house. And in addition, they have to go through the budget and financial first-time home buyer classes and all of those things. What we provide for them is the opportunity of a 0% interest. And so that is the affordability factor. When we talk about safe, decent, affordable, as many of us know, when we...
So you said 0% interest. That's a 0% interest mortgage?
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So as we all know that when we take out a mortgage, the biggest part of our payment is on that interest. For Habitat homeowners, they don't have any interest. So the average homeowner's payment on their mortgage, which is the principal, then taxes and insurance, is less than $500.
Wow. Okay, so you're talking about in Kansas City where apartment rates are somewhere for like $600 to $1,000 easily.
That's correct.
And you're saying a homeowner can get a no-interest mortgage with a payment of somewhere around $500, starting at $500
yep.
a month?
Yep, that's correct. And for families in the low to moderate income, this is a lifesaver for them. It's a dream come true, truly. I cannot tell you how excited people are to have this opportunity, because without Habitat, they couldn't walk into a bank and have the same kind of opportunity.
So then that takes us into part of what some of the requirements are. Homeowners who are Habitat homeowners, they typically can't get a mortgage, and they will be buying the home. So there is some, like you said, hand-holding. They do have to work the 350 hours of sweat equity, and they will be paying a no-interest mortgage. Now, how is it possible? Who sells a no-interest mortgage?
That's the beauty about our community and the Habitat name brand, is we are so blessed and fortunate to have many supporters, because we have to fundraise the money along with our restore. So we are able to raise the money up front to fund the mortgages, and then many people don't realize it, but we are also a mortgage company.
I see.
We hold the mortgages and we service them in-house.
That's some exciting news. A no-interest mortgage serviced by Habitat KC. Here we're getting some callers. I was kind of sure we would. And let's take our first caller.
This is Dan in Independence. I worked with Pat at the Independence Eastern Jack affiliate.
Hi, Dan. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. We're just doing a little technical switching up here. You were saying, can you introduce yourself again?
Yes, my name's Dan. I'm in Independence. I worked with Pat when she was at the affiliate out in Eastern Jackson County.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank
you. I was delighted to hear about all the additional programs for rehabbing and credit education, and I was curious if you'd crossed paths with Holy Rosary Credit Union, because they seem to be doing a lot of the same work.
We actually do. We have a partnership with them. They work with the small unsecured loans.
Right.
Yes. So it's a really, really good program that they have. They are one of the many partners who we partner with. As a matter of fact, just yesterday in the office, we had someone who needed some cash. It was an emergency situation, and they were completing the application. Our staff member, through our HOPE program, they were helping the client fill out the application to send over to Holy Rosary. So, yes, it's a very, very good program, and it is a much, much needed service in the community, and we don't want to be everything to everyone, and so what we try to do is stick to the core of what we do, which is housing, but for some of the other things like that, the unsecured small loans, we work with many partners to help facilitate the needs of our community.
We want to thank...
Just wish you all the best and appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Dan. So good to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you. And we do have
take
a follow-up
care.
Caller on line two. Caller, can we take your question and can you tell us your name and where you're from, please?
Okay, my name is Dinah, and my question is, how do y'all go about, what would y'all do in a situation with a grandmother in her 60s, want to purchase her first home, and she's on, you know, self-security, or she's, you know,
I can answer that being a homeowner services coordinator. So one thing I can tell you, I can suggest for anyone out there who's interested in home ownership with Habitat for Humanity, right now the application process is open and we'll be taking applications after an information session on Friday the 2nd at 10 a.m. and Friday the 5th. Tuesday at 6 p.m. If you attend those, for anyone who's interested that attends those sessions, they'll learn more about the different Habitat programs, and they'll also learn how to submit an application for a homeownership program. Or you can just go online, fill out a survey at habitatkc.org, and that will put you on the mailing list, and then you'll hear from the Habitat office to give you more information on how to pick up an application from the office and take it from there to start your home ownership journey.
All right. Well, first buy is for, you know, for seniors, basically.
Say that again.
I want income.
Did you say for seniors?
Well, it's, you know, honestly, I tell anyone who's applying for the Habitat program that it's really a case-by-case situation. We have all kinds of different homeowners, single homeowners, single mothers, families. You know, it really just depends on the situation. That's why we encourage anyone who is interested to go to the Habitat KC website. That's habitatkc.org. You can call in and talk to someone if you'd like at 816-924-1096. Or you can attend the information session.
Okay, say that. Excuse me.
Oh, 816-924-1096 and just ask if you can get information about the home ownership program. Or okay. You can come to the office, which is at the corner of Linwood and Paseo, and that's 1423 Linwood in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
That's a good work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we have one more caller on the line. Please, caller, can you tell us your name and what part of the city you're from?
This is Kurt from the East Side.
Great. Do you have a question for Ms. Turner?
Yes. I, from what I understand, you mostly do single-family housing. And my understanding, I don't have the statistics right in front of me, but if everybody in the world had an American-style single-family housing, it just would not be sustainable. I was wondering if they were working on moving into more high-density, sustainable living.
That's a very good question. So just to give you a little bit of a background or perspective on the Habitat model, each Habitat affiliate is autonomously run. So that means we have our own local board and our own service area. So in areas like California, New York, Denver, New Orleans, you'll see a lot more density work done. They do a lot of row houses. They do multi-dwellings. We as an affiliate have not looked at that yet, just because Kansas City's demographics landscape is a little bit different. But we are certainly open to looking at those things. Those are some of the conversations our board will have when we go to our board retreat annually. We look to see what's happening across the country and can we bring or adopt that kind of model to the Kansas City metro area.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
My pleasure.
Thank you, callers. And once again, if you are interested in finding out or you have a question please give us a call at 816-931-5534. And back to our questions here in the studio. Glad to have so much interest. So once again, the homeowners buy their homes. They put in 350 hours of sweat equity, have to spend about 100 hours building at a construction site or their own home, and Habitat is a mortgage company. Who knew? So these are some of the things about Habitat that people may not have known, and thank you so much for sharing that with us. You're a very involved leader, Pat, with Habitat. One of the things that Habitat has been very effective at is making good use of that dollar that's donated to the organization. Can you give us a breakdown of how efficient you are at using your dollars to go to those Habitat homes?
Sure. And for some of our callers who know me, they know that Habitat, I've always been passionate about it. I was in the corporate world before, and I volunteered actually for Habitat, served on the board, and ended up being a staff person. So financial prudence is very, very, very important for me and to me. I will tell you from my own perspective, I started out with Habitat as a volunteer, as a donor, and I was a banker for many years. And so as a charitable organization, it was really important for me to see how this organization was using my money and how much of it was actually going directly into helping families. So now that I'm blessed to be in a leadership role, now I can really keep my eyes on the dollars and how that money is being spent. And we're really proud to say that 2 years ago when we did our 990, over 90 cents on the dollar went directly into serving our families. One of the ways we're able to do that...
I'm sorry, you said 90 cents out of each dollar?
That's correct. A couple of years ago when we did our 990.
Is that typical for nonprofit organizations to use such a high amount of that money?
Well, you know, it's not, but we are very fortunate that... our model is designed in such a way that we are able to help ourselves. Just like we teach our families a hand up, not a hand out, we are able to do that through the Restore. And so the Habitat Restore serves three purposes. One, it diverts solid waste from going into the landfill. It also is a really win-win for the donor because they can get a tax write-off. For the consumer, many of you Restore fans out there love the Restore. You can get bargain prices on really good stuff. But third and most important is it gives money back to Habitat, the organization, to help support our operating costs and to serve families. And so we are really able to keep our expenses down with donor dollars by supporting ourselves through our Restore revenues. So continue to shop and donate and support Restore. Very, very, very important in helping to stretch that dollar and help more families in the Kansas City metro area.
And that's the Restore organization. So those are the organizations. There are four Restores in the local Kansas City area.
Yes. Habitat for Humanity, we own all of the Restores. And as you know, we sell deeply discounted home improvement items, furniture, home improvement tools, refrigerator, appliances, things like that. Anything that you would need for your home, you never know what's going to come in day to day. It's a great, great opportunity.
Yeah, I want
actually, to... I had some company coming in town. I wasn't going to furnish my bedroom. I had a lot of... I've got a big family, and I actually went to Restore and completely furnished my spare bedroom out of Restore stuff. So it was awesome. I didn't have to spend a lot of dollars.
Well, I know I once saw a clawfoot tub at Restore. it wasn't there for long. But there are some really great items that you can get at the Restores. And there are four Restores located in Doramus, Johnson County, Martin City, and
Northland.
And yeah, if you want to get the locations of those Restores, a lot of people think it's at the 1423 Linwood office, but we always redirect them to those locations. You can go online once again to habitatkc.org. There's a tab at the top of the page. Click Restore and you'll get all the different locations and you'll find the one that's nearest to you.
Yeah, and we also have our sister affiliate that serves Eastern Jackson County. They also have two Restores in that community.
That's great. Okay, well, where did Restore begin anyway? I didn't... I didn't.
Yeah. So Habitat has some very interesting stories. And, you know, we always say every time I do a presentation or I'm talking with a group of people, I always say we can't do what we do without our volunteers. Restore is one of those stories. So it's actually a volunteer in Canada. As you know, Habitat is in 70 countries around the world. And so in Canada, one of our volunteers who was working in one of our homes started collecting all the 2x4s and all the scrap at the end of the day and stored it in his garage. And he said, I'm not going to throw this away, you know. And so he got together with the other volunteers and they opened up the garage and they had a sale. And that was the beginning of Restore. They're like, wow, we're on something. And so now we have almost 1,000 Restores across the country. We're planning on continuing to grow that number because it's a win-win. It's a good thing for the community, and it's a great thing for Habitat with helping our families increase capacity for getting in homes.
And helping to keep Habitat sustainable.
Exactly.
Yes. Once again, this is Cowtown Conversations. You're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. I want to throw out our phone number in case you'd like to call and find out anything about the Habitat organization, the Restore organizations, how you can learn more about the programs. You can reach us here in the studio at 816-931-5534. Hello, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. This is Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Marvita Oliver, and we have as our guest Pat Turner, CEO and President of Habitat KC. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And we've been having some great questions from our guests out in the audience. Keep it up. You can reach us at 816-931-5534. Meanwhile, we want to continue with the conversation. Habitat for Humanity, they're celebrating their 40th year this year, and one of the ways that they're continuing their celebration of just being an organization is to they're opening up their home ownership program this spring for anyone who's interested in owning a Habitat home. Can you tell us, how does a person apply for a Habitat home?
Sure. So you can call us at our office, 816-924-1096. Again, that is 816-924-1096. And talk with one of our staff about getting an application. Or you can walk into our office. We are at the corner of Linwood and Paseo in the urban core. That's 1524 East Linwood Boulevard. Or you can go online to our website, and that is habitatkc.org. Again, habitatkc.org. And just click on our program page and select Own a Home. And so once you're there, you can go through, and there's a survey that you can just click on to put in your name and your phone number, and the staff will do the rest. We'll contact you. You'll get information on our information sessions out there and all of that good stuff. So come in the office, Paseo and Linwood. Go to the Habitat website or call us at 816-924-1096. To get information on how you can qualify for a Habitat home.
So it's that simple. And those information sessions, one will be on February 2nd at 10 a.m. and the other will be on February 5th at 6 p.m., both at the Habitat Linwood office. So I know one thing that people tend to ask, how do you have a selection of homes for the program? Is it a endless supply, or how does that work?
We hear that question all the time. So Habitat for Humanity Kansas City, we serve a 6-county area. Right now our primary focus is on Clay, Jackson, and Wyandotte counties, and the availability of homes and or lots is really dependent and determined by funding. So as I said earlier, Marvita, we have to go out and fundraise this money. So for example, this year we will be completing 18 homes. Next year we're going to be doing 25. Mm. the year after that, our plan is to do 30 or more.
Wow.
It just depends on the funding opportunities that we have and our acquisition of the inventory, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of those homes, and like you said, they're vacant lots. So some of those are new builds, and then others are rehabs.
Yes.
So homeowners can look forward to possibly living in a new home or a rehab. But one thing I can say, the difference between a new home and a rehab is not quite what you might think. There, many times those rehabs are taken down to the studs, and it's almost like getting a brand new home.
That's correct.
So, and once again, for anyone who is interested in getting more information, you can go to the HabitatKC.org website, walk into the Linwood office at 1423 Linwood Boulevard, or you can give us a call at 816-924-1096. There's information sessions on February 2nd at 10 a.m. and February 5th at 6 p.m. at the Linwood office. I know you've been talking about sponsors and volunteers and all of that. I was a volunteer. That's how I started with Habitat.
Yeah.
And actually, I actually visited one of the homes that I worked on. I actually visited the homeowner that lived in one of the homes that I first worked on. That was a really kind of special feeling to meet someone that who was kind of like, you know, someone that I only heard about, I never met. So that was really an exciting experience. But how can an individual or organization become a volunteer or a sponsor with Habitat?
Sure. So again, please visit our website. If you are an individual or a corporation, we have lots of opportunities for you to click on our donate button, and you can donate to the program of itself to help to put a family in a home. You can donate items to the ReStore. You can also donate items for the Habitat home, like appliances, paint, wood for the building, you know, if you're a contractor or something like that. So definitely you can have that opportunity to donate what we call gift in kind to help with our mission. You can also sponsor a volunteer day, and we like to tongue-in-cheek say pay to play. But, you know, bring out a bunch of your girlfriends, guy friends, your group from church, and come out, give back to your community, and also donate to help with that family.
And like I said, I was a volunteer. There was a group of us. Well, the group that I worked with just happened to all have M names that began with the M, so we were the M group that worked on Wednesdays. And so I'm giving a shout out to them. I know they're not working on Wednesdays anymore, but a shout out to the M group that I started out with.
And you know, Marvita, I'll just say this: Millard Fuller, who was our founder, he always said when the volunteers come out, and he's written several books about Habitat, but people have come up to him and say, you know, my husband's come out, or my wife, or whoever. And it's like, they just want to keep going back. We've got volunteers who've been volunteering for 30 years.
Exactly.
And Miller said, you know, they've caught hepatitis. You just get that feel-good feeling, and you just want to come back. And, you know, it's nothing is more infectious and better than feeling like you are doing something good for another human being. It is just amazing.
And let's even stay on that for just a minute. Those volunteers that work in the Habitat program, they come from all different walks of life. But what they do is they come together, they put their hands together, and they work on building a home. And it's fast work, because you're doing it, you're not just one person, but you're many hands getting the work done together. And I think that's one of the things that makes it so much fun.
That's correct.
You're seeing how different people can come together and work on something, have fun, and see the end product and see how much it can impact somebody.
Right. That's exactly right. And besides the feel good and all of that, from a practical perspective, that is one of the ways that we are able to keep our costs down. When we talk about affordable housing and, you know, keeping that mortgage payment so low, If we had to pay a contractor for those hours that our volunteers put in on an annual basis, we could not afford to have that family live in that home at that price range. So volunteers are super important to our model and what we do.
Well, it's a great model. That's the Habitat Kansas City organization, and we're learning so much about the program. There's more to it than just great homes. There's with the homeownership, as we said earlier, the homeowner gets a no interest loan through the mortgage company that is serviced by Habitat. They are also doing sweat equity hours, so it's helping them learn how to maintain their home as well, because they know the innards of what living in that home is about. And they're also learning financial literacy. So see, these are some of the things that you can look forward to with a Habitat home, as well as that low interest, that low monthly mortgage payment that is typically lower than most rent that a lot of people are paying right now. You know, you mentioned some of the other Habitat KC programs. Can you talk to us a little bit more about the Repair a Home and the HOPE Financial Repair programs?
Yeah, so our repair program is basically, if you have a problem with your home, right now we're doing minor home repairs, so call the office again and get some information on that to see if you qualify for it. But I really want to take this opportunity to stress on our financial program, our HOPE program, because many people think it's only for Habitat homeowners. It's a program that we offer to the entire community. So if you are interested in pursuing a journey to homeownership or just repairing your credit so you can go out and get a car at a low interest, please contact the Habitat office and we will help you to get your credit back in a place where you don't have to pay those high costs for financing.
But that has nothing to, that necessarily doesn't have anything to do with a home. So that's to anybody in the community?
It's to anybody, because when we talk about poverty and poverty housing, high cost financing, you know, I just had a gentleman call me, somebody I know, and he was going to ABC parking place to finance a car. They were going to charge him 25%. And I said, why are you going there? He goes, well, I have terrible credit. And I said, let me make a phone call. And so he called one of our partners. They got the application. He ended up with a 9% interest rate. Mm-hmm. Now, 9% is a little bit higher for if you have really good credit, but 9% is a lot lower than 25%.
Yes.
And if you think of the interest on 25% and what you have to pay, first of all, you're not going to get as much of a car with 25%. Mm-hmm. Second, you'll never get out of that poverty trap, if you will. Mm-hmm. So it's really economic freedom when you're able to get those things under control, you know, your credit.
And that's a good point that you raised. There are the traps to living in this community, as far as there's the different lender programs that do charge those the enormous interest rates and make it impossible for a person to come out of get beyond surviving.
Right.
You know, it's when you can get beyond knowing that you got another payment to make, but now you're able to save your money. That's how people grow equity.
That's right. We want them to build equity.
Well, there is a large problem finding affordable housing in Kansas City. How much of a problem is that?
You know, this is one of the, that's a really good question. And that is one of the, we talk about our advocacy arm of Habitat and what we do. It is a huge problem. Our annual report had some numbers in there. But we really work closely. I was actually just visiting with a council person to address this state of it's really a state of urgency with affordable housing. When you see all the units going up, the high price units, we embrace all of that. You know, we don't have an issue with that. But we are seeing more and more people lose their homes, having to move out from their communities. Mm-hmm. And so our approach is really two-pronged. We are working on the one hand to try to provide affordable housing to low to moderate income families. But on the other hand, we are working with our legislators, our community partners, our stakeholders to really advocate for families who are being pushed out into this situation. And we're also doing the counseling, the homeownership counseling. We talk about the HOPE program. We talk about the credit repair program. These are proactive steps that Habitat Kent Cities are taking. We're taking these steps to help to get people out of these situations, provide them with the tools so that they know what they need to do to get out of these poverty and poverty housing situations along with our stakeholders.
I know that's a great point that you're making as far as housing is an issue that's being discussed across the different lines. And it's an important development that you have to stay involved. Otherwise, especially during these times when there's elections coming up, you have to stay involved, have to keep the pressure on the incoming elected officials, because these are the times when you can make significant progress towards creating some type of situation that helps to keep neighborhoods from losing homeowners who can no longer afford to live in the neighborhoods that that their families have grown up in. We're winding down, and do want to remind people, if you do have a question, that you can reach us at 816-931-5534. Our guest this morning is Ms. Pat Turner. She is the CEO and president of Habitat KC. They're having their spring application progress for homeowners, so you can find more information about that online at habitatkc.org. Just to wrap up, what is it like once the homeowner has met requirements and can move into the house? So now they've finished their sweat equity. Now, what happens then?
So that's the icing on the cake, actually. You know, it's been a journey. Homeownership is a journey. But once the house is completed, then we execute the mortgage, the 0% mortgage that we talked about. They come into the office. They go through a mortgage closing just like anybody else, except this one is 0%. And we point out that number to the homeowner. There's nothing there. It's zero. And then it's very typical for Habitat. We have a house blessing or a house dedication. And then they move into their homes. They get the key. And it's an amazing, joyful time.
All right. That's great. You know, we can talk more about that. But right now, we do have another caller on the line. Caller, please tell us your name and what part of the city you're from. And you if you have a question for Pat Turner from Habitat KC.
Hi. My name's Daniel from Grandview. And my question has to do with, do you do anything like solar panels, like renewable energy, you know, with the utilities? I was wondering if you had any plans or programs in that area.
Sure. Very good question, Dan. Just like the one of the callers who called in earlier about multi-dwelling, these are some of the things that we're learning from some of our other Habitat affiliates across the country. And in fact, I just saw something coming through our Habitat internal news that there's an affiliate who is doing some good work with solar and solar panels. It is not something that we have done here yet, but we certainly encourage callers like you or people who with that expertise to call our office, and we will have a conversation with our construction department and just kind of talk through, you know, the pros and cons of it, and if it is something that we feel like it would be helpful and again bring the cost down, we welcome those conversations.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, caller, thank you so much. That is a good point. I know that a lot of people are trying to bring smarter elements into the homes, because it's one thing to do a renovation or build a new home, but it's also another thing to stay up to date with current technology and make that home something that will have a greater value as time goes on. I have just really enjoyed this conversation with you, Ms. Pat. I know that this is something that you always love to talk about, what's going on in Habitat KC. Is there anything that we missed that you maybe would like to talk about before we end this conversation?
Sure. You know, a couple of the things that you amazing callers and listeners have reminded me of today, thank you, Marvita, for giving me this opportunity, is we are always looking to better our program and to evolve. So if there's any one of you out there who feel like we can make a better product, you know, some of our best ideas come from our volunteers. And while we do what we do and we do it good, it doesn't mean we can't do it better. So like the solar panel, you know, the multi-dwelling, those things, please, please call our office, talk with me. We will have those conversations with our construction guys and flush out some of those things, because we've got some really good experts out there in the field. We don't know everything, you know, we know some, but we're always welcome and open to be evolving until we can have a better product for our homeowners so they can sustain themselves in that home for a long time, where it's more energy efficient, it doesn't cost them a lot of money. And that's really the bottom line, is making a really good product for our homeowners here in the Kansas City metro area so that they can build equity, save for that college fund, or just have that money in a retirement, get better, you know, car, whatever it is, and so that they can just enjoy a decent life.
Well, just want to say thank you so much for accepting our invitation to come and join us here today on Countdown Conversations. This is Pat Turner, CEO and President of Habitat for Humanity in Kansas City. Once again, if you have any questions, you can reach the Habitat office at 816-924-1096 or go online at habitatkc.org.
Thank you, Marvita, for having me, and thank you, listeners, for your continued support to Habitat.
And thank you as well. And as you all know, the Cowtown Conversations likes to wrap things up with a few up-to-date notes that you can all benefit from. The city is preparing to haul off limbs felled by the snow and ice. So please get your fallen limbs out to the curb starting January 28th. If you have any questions about that, contact the 311 Center to submit your address to for this special collection. You do have to call in and register for them to come out. So you can call 311 or you can, I mean, dial 311 or you can call 816-513-1313. Also, we have UNI is hosting a community conversation, and we'd like to hear from you. This event is set up to provide a safe place for everyone to discuss what is needed from a community for a healthy child and family to grow. This event will provide free food, child care, and raffle to everyone. They can join. Please join us Thursday, January 17th at the Mohart Center for this unforgettable event for good conversation and community building. That's tonight, January 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. And that's located at the Mohart Multipurpose Center, 3200 Wayne Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri, 64109. And you'll also find at the Mohart Center one other the Capital Community Capital Fund. They are giving you your last chance to attend a Neighborhood Rising Fund information session. You can submit your application to receive a $3,000 neighborhood grant. So that's a 2019 NRF grant. Neighborhood Revitalization Initiative. And for those, for application and guidelines, go to the ALTCAP website. Everybody, I just want to say thanks for joining us this morning. The last thing I'd like to say, don't forget to listen to our next show, Cowtown Conversations. It's going to be followed up by My Place with Larry J. So just want to say thank you from Marvita Oliver, your host. Have a great day.